Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Debate on the committee stage of the Security Intelligence Service Amendment Bill resumed after the dinner break on Wednesday night with a complaint about the domestic spy service's lack of accountability from the Greens' Keith Lock.
The powers we're giving to the SIS under this bill, and I talked about the liability clause, those powers are not really accountable. You know, there's no real accountability mechanisms to either Parliament or the people, and that's one of the reasons why the Green Party is not for proceeding with this particular bill. Unlike the police, which has the Independent Police Conduct Authority, very rigorous examination at a proper select committee, the Law and Order select committee has all sorts of accountability mechanisms built in, has more of the public limelight and media on it, but where necessary it acts in a secret way if it's tracking down criminals that, you know, don't, it's unwise to warn that the police are giving them some attention. So the police combines the necessary secretive element with the proper accountability. Unfortunately, the SIS, which has been given more powers under this bill, does not have those particular mechanisms.
But Keith Lock and the Greens stood alone in opposition to the bill, although they were able to add the proxy vote of former Labour MP Chris Carter to give them a total of 10 votes, defeated by a majority of 109 in favour of splitting the bill into two, ready for its third reading. Then it was on to a government notice of motion amending the Dog Control Act that was introduced by the government's newest minister.
The Honourable Craig Foss.
Mr Speaker, I move that pursuant to Section 78B of the Dog Control Act 1996, this House approve the Dog Control Perro de Presa Canario Order 2010 made under Section 78A of that Act.
Mr Foss said the order had been considered by the Local Government and Environment Select Committee, which had recommended that it be adopted so that the dogs could be added to the list of breeds that are banned from the country.
Adding the Perro de Presa Canario to Schedule 4 is a precautionary public safety measure to protect New Zealanders and prevent this potentially aggressive breed from becoming established in the New Zealand dog population. The Perro de Presa Canario is a large, heavy dog with powerful jaws and a documented tendency to exhibit aggressive behaviour. The breed originates from the Canary Islands, where it has been used for organised dog fights. The tendency of the Perro de Presa Canario to exhibit aggressive behaviour or attack, and the size and strength of the breed, makes it of particular concern because of the seriousness of injuries it could inflict.
There are none in New Zealand, but the breed was banned from Australia and had killed two people in the United States.
The Brazilian Fila, Dogo Argentino, and the Japanese Tosa breeds, and the American Pit Bull Terrier type, are already listed in Schedule 4 of the Act as prohibited from importation. Dogs of the breeds or types listed that are already present in New Zealand must be classified as menacing by local authorities and must be muzzled when at large and neutered.
Mr Foss said the order would not affect the government's review of the threat to public safety from dogs in general. He sat down to congratulations from the Labour benches across the chamber.
Phil Twyford.
I think it's appropriate to congratulate the Associate Minister. I think, is this the first order or bill the Associate Minister has brought to the House? Is that appropriate? I thought the pronunciation of the different dog varieties was quite superb.
Phil Twyford said Labour supported the move, although his caucus colleague, Ashraf Chowdhury, expressed doubts about its value.
Now, current situation is that we still have, you know, a lot of attacks happening throughout the country. 10,000 injuries, dog-related injuries in the country last year. And in Auckland alone, last 6 months, we had over 300, I understand to be exact, 320 attacks happen in Auckland alone.
The order was adopted without division. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.